into the garbage, you flyboy!
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Well, hello there.
So that's a pretty good start to this very impromptu Trash Compactor Reacts for... Oh my god. Need to make words. D23 is happening right now, and they've announced the Obi-Wan Kenobi series is happening.
Which has been rumored all week, and I was refusing to let myself be excited about it until it was official, and it's official, and oh my goodness, I'm flailing everywhere.
Oh my god. Like, I mean, they've already said that this has been in talks for 4 years. So.
Yeah.
I mean, for 4 years, that means they've been talking about it basically since Disney has started to do shit with the movies.
Which also means all the rumors that kept popping up for the past 4 years were probably true.
Yeah, it was just a matter of getting everything into place, and now they finally have, and it's happening. And this is, I think, even better than a movie, because there's going to be more.
Mm-hmm.
At least
Six to eight episodes, I heard, somewhere, but that was still rumor. I don't think they've announced that officially yet.
Yeah, still, that's more than a movie.
That's 2 to 3 movies.
Yes.
We're getting an Obi-Wan trilogy.
Oh, yes. And Ewan is coming back. And
oh, my God.
I mean, honestly, I do not think that they could do it if Ewan was... that's probably what's been taking so long on it. Working things out with Ewan, because they could, like, nobody would accept it. It's like, oh yeah, we're doing an Obi-Wan series. Oh yeah, and it's not Ewan McGregor.
And no one would watch it.
Yeah, no one. It wouldn't work out. And honestly, I think since I've seen it branded as Kenobi, a Star Wars story, I think they originally planned to do it as a movie. And it's just because they haven't really had much luck with the Star Wars stories movies that they've now decided to do it as a series.
Yeah, that could be.
But I don't care. It's happening.
It is happening. And I saw just before we started that it's going to take place 8 years after Revenge of the Sith.
Ooh, okay.
Which is kind of an interesting time frame.
That is.
I'm not sure why I say it's interesting, but it is.
Well, it's a time that we have not seen at all.
True, but that's that whole 18 years is... time we haven't really seen.
We've at least seen a little bit because
we've seen the last couple years.
Yeah, because we did get a little bit with Rebels and that just brief glimpse of Obi-Wan when he appears on Rebels. Mm-hmm. So there is something there, but yeah, it's an interesting time. I mean, I'm excited for whatever they do, but also I'm like, ooh, are we gonna see like Kid Luke at one point? Like, they have to, I think.
See, and I hope not. I think it'll be enough just to kind of have him, that we know he's there, but never deal with him.
Well, I think at the very least, like, they might not, like, show him, like, almost like they did in Rebels, where we see, like, Obi-Wan watching him, but he's, like, really far away.
Just way in the distance. Yeah. Yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
See, now I'm trying to match this up with the vague rumors that they are trying to get Ahsoka into live action. Which is not confirmed anywhere, but I do see it poking around, especially the past couple days. So
I would totally be okay with that.
I see no reason why Obi-Wan doesn't know about... Ooh! I see no reason why Obi-Wan doesn't know about the Rebels crew and sends Ahsoka their way.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. I'd be here for that. Here for that. And yeah, I mean, like, I know there's been a lot of debate about bringing Ahsoka into live action, and I think they can totally do it, especially during that time frame. I think it would work.
I just... Disney Plus, just shut up and take my money already.
Seriously.
Please, like, just take my money.
There have been so many announcements during D23, and this is just the first day of it, of all of
but
the
this,
stuff.
But this
doing.
Was the Disney Plus panel.
Yeah.
So... pretty much everything I care about just happened in the past hour.
Yeah. They have also announced that Ming-Na Wen is going to be in The Mandalorian, and I love Ming-Na, so
That's exciting.
That is, yeah, very exciting. That makes me more excited for The Mandalorian, because I've always been like, yeah, it seems kind of cool. And now I'm like, oh yeah, I will definitely be watching.
The trailer is now available to watch. Okay. I am no more excited about it than I was an hour ago.
I'm not surprised the trailer's out now. I from what I hear, I didn't see the trailer at Star Wars Celebration because we were doing other things, but that it was unfinished at the time, so that's probably why it wasn't, like, officially released, and now it's going to be finished, so it's
and it looks good.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like my type of thing. It doesn't mean I won't watch it.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, it looks fine.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be a Disney Plus subscriber day one.
Yeah. Whatever it costs, take my year, take my 5 years, just take it.
I believe it's going to be $69 for a year for you.
And they can have it as soon as they let me give them money.
And I believe there is also a Rise of Skywalker trailer that will not be released, that is just a D23 exclusive trailer. I've seen breakdowns of it. I have not actually. I was too busy with, you know, oh my god, Obi-Wan news. We have to get on mic and talk about this to actually, like, look into it. So.
And the Obi-Wan news overwhelmed the Clone Wars news.
Yes!
February, next year.
That's how exciting this is, guys. Sarah.
I'm more excited about Obi-Wan than Clone Wars, and Clone Wars is my love.
That's all we need to say on that. But yeah, so Clone Wars, February 2020.
And depending on exactly when in February, MC and I might actually be together to watch some of it.
If
it happens in like a particular 5-day span.
Yes. Then we'll just have to put a sign on our door that says, can't talk watching Clone Wars.
Or just on our heads, which I've done. No, which, yeah.
Yeah, no, I have a picture of you watching an episode of Rebels, and I had not watched Rebels at that point, but I was holding up the sign that says, don't talk to her, she's watching Rebels.
Yeah, leave me alone for 22 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But we very well could be together to watch the new season of Clone Wars.
Oh, that would be really nice. I would like that.
Now, I think I saw that it is definitively the last season.
Oh.
But that's okay, because it's still going to be beautiful and wonderful, and I love everything about it already.
Yeah. It kind of doesn't surprise me, because, I mean, there's not really much more they can do with it. Well, I mean, there's always more they can do, but there's, you know, just a certain time frame.
Right, but Star Wars time is flexible.
True. But, you know, I'm okay. They're finishing up what they always wanted to finish up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, it's beautiful that they're finally getting to do this and just... Oh, Disney.
We live in an amazing, amazing, amazing time for Star Wars right now.
We really, really do.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Ewan McGregor's as Obi-Wan's, and Clone Wars, and Ming-Na Wen's, and, that's basically it, that, you know, we just needed to jump on mic and just kind of squee for 10 minutes.
Fangirl.
Yes.
I claim my title of fangirl right now.
I mean, I'm hearing us talk, and it's like, I can hear us both smiling.
Yeah, I am shaking. I'm, like, jittering in my chair right now. Yeah, I'm vibrating. I actually am.
I was so excited about it. I, like, immediately, like, texted one of my coworkers who I know is into Star Wars, and I'm just like, Obi-Wan series, Ewan McGregor.
All I texted you was, it's official, it's official, it's official.
And I knew exactly what you were talking about, but I did, like, reply with what, because it's, like, part of me was like, it might be wishful thinking. It might be wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Get confirmation first. But I knew. I knew in my heart what you were talking about.
Yeah. I saw the tweet that said Kathleen Kennedy was coming back on stage for one more thing and went, I know. I got it. It's real. It's happening. And I just sat there grabbing my desk. And I have a glass desk. It might have finger dents in it now.
Oh, and it's a good day to be a Star Wars fan.
It really is. And I was at a convention with Star Wars Rebels people today, too. And this is, oh my god, it's such a good day to be a Star Wars fan.
I mean, there's still more D23 to happen, so who knows what's going to be coming out. I don't know if they'll be doing any more, but, you know, hopefully we'll be back with more news, but, I mean, nothing's going to top this. I mean, come on.
No, nothing. Nothing. I can't think of anything that would top this.
No, this is good. I was going to say Ewan McGregor coming into my house and performing Obi-Wan for me in person.
I can't think of anything realistic that would top this. I think on that note,
may the Force be with you guys.
Always. Yum, yum.